We're starting off the week with tranquil weather conditions across eastern New York and western New England. Things stay on the quiet side through Wednesday. It'll even warm up a little bit on Wednesday. And then a cold front will come in on Thursday, put on the brakes and kind of sit overhead. And that will, at a minimum, bring clouds back into the mix. And it's likely to bring us the threat for at least some rain at times for Thursday into Friday. We started off today on the chilly side. Temperatures were at frosty levels this morning, so a lot of us had to scrape off the windshield heading out the door and heading into the office. Otherwise, we had some fog around as well, but the day ended up quite nice with bright sunshine. Temperatures this afternoon were generally in the 60s. High pressure remains in control of the weather for about the next 2 days, so things look to stay pleasant through then. So we have high pressure overhead with mainly clear skies coming up tonight. It will not be as chilly as last night. Most of us will hold in the 40s overnight, though I suppose that we may see a couple of pockets of temperatures in the 30s. But for most of us, we will miss out on frost tonight. We will have the potential, though, for some areas of fog as the night moves along, so look out for some locally dense fog, especially later tonight into tomorrow morning in those typically prone locations near bodies of water and in our valley locations. So we'll start off tomorrow with some areas of fog, but we're looking at sunshine to burn through that fog, we'll lift the fog as we go through the morning hours. So it's another bright day ahead for tomorrow, another very pleasant day as well. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon will make it up into around the 70-degree mark across much of the region. A few spots will even pop up into the low 70s, so it'll be a very nice day ahead for tomorrow with very low levels of humidity. By Wednesday, that high-pressure area will drift a little bit to the south. That will allow for some warmer air to come in on southwesterly winds. Now, we'll see those temperatures climb into the 70s to near 80 degrees on Wednesday afternoon. We'll have sunshine to start. Some clouds will begin to work in on Wednesday as the cold front draws closer. A few of us, especially north and west of Albany, could see a shower late Wednesday afternoon, but those rain chances are really a little bit better Wednesday night into Thursday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 68 to 74. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 68 to 74. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 68 to 74. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 68 to 74. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of sun and some afternoon clouds, chance of a late shower, especially from the capital region north and west, warm, even a bit muggy, with highs in the 70s to around 80, and on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.